The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Friday, October 13, 2023. If President Joe Biden spoke on behalf of the people of the United States, he would lift the blockade of Cuba and eliminate the designation of Cuba as a country sponsoring terrorism, activist Cheryl Lavash affirmed. According to Lavash, co-president of the National Network of Solidarity with Cuba, NNOC, this demand is certified by over 100 resolutions approved throughout the U.S., which represent some 55 million people. This statement was made to Prensa Latina in Boston, Massachusetts, where the NNOC annual meeting will be held from Friday to Sunday. The world in general is denouncing the blockade, Lavash stressed, and commented that the conference will take place just at that critical moment in which support for Cuba is growing, referring to the G77 Forum in China and the UN General Assembly. She emphasized that Americans reject Biden's hunger policy and reminded next month the 31st consecutive vote will take place, demanding the United States to end the blockade and stop lying about Cuba sponsoring terrorism, which intensifies the intentional pain inflicted on its people. The Cuban delegate to the ECLAC meeting on women, Osmaida Hernandez, participated in the 65th meeting of the presiding officers of the Regional Conference on Women in Latin America and the Caribbean, held in Chile. The Cuban delegate, in an interview with Prensa Latina, said that Cuban women currently hold 55.7% of the seats in parliament and that they have three autonomies: economic, physical, and decision-making. She also recalled Cuba's national program for the advancement of women aimed at promoting their empowerment and also the protocol for action in situations of discrimination, violence, and harassment in the workplaces. Cuban women, Hernandez said, also enjoy sexual and reproductive rights, and their integral development and presence in all spheres are guaranteed. Ministers and high authorities from the countries of the region and representatives of international organizations such as UN Women participated in the event on the 11th and 12th of October. Cuba is participating in the 28th National Merchandise Fair in Henan and promoting products being marketed via a digital platform. Aner Perez, General Director of the Coratour Representative Office in China, commented in statements to Prensa Latina that goods such as coffee, honey, and rum were very well received at the event. Henan is one of the Chinese provinces most committed to the development and incorporation of international products, hence the importance of Cuba's participating in this fair. Perez emphasized that Cuba promotes a series of products which Chinese consumers can find on China's JD.com digital trade platform, specifically under the Excelencias de Cuba section. In his opinion, Cuba's participation in a fair like this allows showing the potential of our assets and highlighted that Coratour takes advantage of every opportunity to deepen cooperation with other Chinese companies in this type of general trade. The Prime Minister of the Republic of Cuba, Manuel Marrero Cruz, presided over a working visit to Guantanamo on Thursday, which began in the city of Baracoa, where he participated in the Municipal Administration Council. During the meeting, compliance of the province and the country with previous visits, the indications to face the current energy contingency in view of the fuel deficit and the progress of the banking process, among others, were analyzed. Accompanied by the highest political and governmental authorities of Guantanamo, several ministers, directors of institutes, and deputy ministers, Marrero Cruz also checked the actions for the implementation of the economic and social development strategy of the first village and its impact on the progressive economic sustainability of the territory, as well as the increase in the quality of life of its inhabitants. This is the fifth governmental visit to Guantanamo since the implementation of this work system, which intends to continue connecting the national government with local management in the territory. And in the international agenda, we have that Costa Rican Chamber of Exporter, Cadexco, warned on Thursday that the measure requiring visas between Honduras and Costa Rica will influence the flow of goods negatively, causing uncertainty in trade operations. The measure impacts people in transit and companies since they cannot take the necessary precautions to guarantee the safe entry or return of people and carriers to their country of origin, the entity explained in a press release. In addition, it significantly affects the flow of goods. It adds great uncertainty to trade operations, bringing about concern among our partners, crucial elements for the commercial dynamics in the region. The measure has been criticized from the outset, and even Costa Rican families were stranded at the airport in El Salvador in transit to Honduras. According to official figures, exports to Central America are the second allocation of Costa Rican products. Meanwhile, Antonio Diaz Toffoli, Minister of Brazil's Supreme Court, rejected appeals by the defense of former President Jair Bolsonaro against a fine for irregular electoral advertising in anticipation of the 2022 elections, local press disclosed on Thursday. CNN Brazil TV referred that the sentence was the equivalent of some $4,000 imposed by the Tribunal of Supreme Court. Such sentence was issued after the Superior Electoral Court trial concluded that Bolsonaro improperly used the office and the administrative structure of the presidency to campaign at the meeting with foreign ambassadors at the Alvorada Palace, the official residence, in July 2022 and ignite his supporters against the electoral justice. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.